I'm Judy Albers, and I'm here with my colleague Marty Murillo. We're with Intrepid Learning Solutions. We thought that this would be a fun topic because Intrepid is a learning supplier. We do training, consulting, and outsourcing. Marty's been with Intrepid for a few years, and I just joined Intrepid recently. I was with JPMorgan Chase, where I knew a couple of you. I was the client for 17 years and have now become the supplier. So we thought it would be fun to just talk about client-supplier relationships. What makes a successful relationship, and what do you do when they're not so successful? Because we've all had experiences with all ends of the spectrum. So that's going to be our discussion today. Before I joined Intrepid, I managed client-supplier relationships for JPMorgan Chase, primarily in the technology space. I owned our LMS, worked with implementing learning management systems, and did that for several years. So worked with a number of different vendors in that arena, and also content providers, primarily, and some folks who did custom development work for us as well. So I'll be speaking more to the client side of the relationship. And Marty, do you want to introduce yourself?
My name is Marty Murillo, and I've been with Intrepid for 3.5 years. I was the principal throat to choke, and I'll talk about that later, for the Boeing company. Boeing outsourced their learning and development training to us 3.5 years ago. I came on board to help manage that from the supplier partner side. I am the yin to your yang, or whatever that is. And so we're going to talk about that because it's been an interesting and a fun and a heartening journey between those two. And so I'm going to tell you from the partner side what made us crazy, what really made us put us on the map, those kinds of things. Hopefully this opportunity, we'd like to make it very informal. And we're going to ask you some of your thoughts about supplier and partner relationships, because we've all had a relationship, whether it's with a learning supplier or a contractor, builder, something, babysitter, that didn't work well. And so we'll talk about expectation setting and some ideas and thoughts around how to manage the bumps along the road.
Thank you, Marty.
You're welcome.
Okay. So let's go over our agenda real quick. Marty will switch to the next slide. And here's what we're going to talk about in the next 40 minutes or so. We'll talk about how we are all using outsourcing. We'll do a few shows of hands to get an idea of what you guys are, where you're coming from, and what your experience has been with outsourcing. We'll talk about why clients outsource learning, how to keep the relationship alive, and how to really go through the whole life cycle, from establishing partnerships to maintaining them to really thriving and working hand in hand together.